Talk about the party lineup and what you were thinking about.
Trying to mix it up, see if we can get some life. We've done the same thing most of the season in terms of some slow starts, quarters that were bad. Just thought maybe those young guys could get in there and give a little emotion and a little action in the beginning, and didn't happen.
So with something like that, do you plan on making more changes and make it tweaks, obviously?
Well, when you lose, somebody's got to step up and be part of that group that can carry us to a win. If it's one guy or two guys, we'll mix it around. Obviously, tonight that way it didn't work.
How'd you feel about Brandon coming off the bench there and getting a spark offensive?
Yeah, well, we thought, when we thought we might do this, when we looked at the matchups, we thought, okay, Eric did a good job on Gordon Hayward last year. Gordon kind of got off right there in the beginning on it tonight. Thought we could buy some minutes, and then Brandon could come in against Trey Burke, and maybe that'd be a good matchup. But Brandon came in there, and he played his game. We told these guys he's probably going to play the same amount of minutes and the same amount of shots as if he was starting. And he did what he's supposed to do.
Pretty clear early in the third quarter that you needed to get out of it. It was going down that same direction.
Yeah, it was the same group, and again, might just be that Rodney Hood kind of took it right at us. These guys, we got to be more physical, got to be stronger, got to beat guys to spots, and we got to realize that what it takes to do that.
What about Bledsoe tonight? Do you just consider it sort of an off night for him? I mean, off night for the team, or just in general?
Yeah, Eric, I don't know what it is. He kind of struggled. His shot looked a little flat, the shots he did take. So maybe he's tired.
Struggling for answers right now. It seems like just trying different things, different responses.
Yeah, guys, when they get an opportunity, they weren't able to take advantage of it, I think. And they're a good long team. Those guys have been together. They are long. They're sometimes hard to guard. And you got to fight those guys every play. And probably just didn't have enough of that from that first group.
Night to night, the issues change too. Like these last few losses have been bad defensive nights or bad offensive nights. Extremes one way or the other.
Yeah, and again, we can't let the offense dictate defense or vice versa. Defense should be the first thing. And again, there was not enough stops and going up. I don't know how many fast breaks. We might have got some at the end, but we only end up with 12. I think we got probably half of those right there at the end of the game. So we weren't able to get enough stops where we can get running.
Is there any added emotion when you come into this building, considering your career here with Jim?
I don't know. It's always nice to come back here. I've been back quite a few times now, so it's good to see everybody. We're just concerned with trying to get a win, and they got us tonight.
Do you think it gives you any extra credibility when your guys look up and see the retired jersey up in the rafters?
I don't know. I'm sure some of those guys know it, but they're just out there playing again.
Mm-hmm. Seemed like they were returning out there quick at halftime. Was it a short halftime talk about what you needed to do?
Well, we felt yesterday we didn't come out in the third quarter, and someone said they didn't even do layup line, so I wanted to make sure they got out there and got nice and loose because at the beginning of the third quarter we had cut it, and we made a couple bad errors at the end of the first half where we had a chance maybe to cut it to maybe seven, I think, and we let Alec take the ball up the court and get a shot right at the end and kick it to 11. So we knew the start of the third would be important, and they scored the first 7 or 9 points. So that was it.
All things, an air ball in that situation is the one thing you couldn't have. Otherwise, it's nine or at least
well, you know, you want to try to run it down, or you know, he felt he could make that shot. I don't know. It's, you know, I thought the play before that, Eric, you know, just kind of broke the play and went in for a layup. That's our, you know, situation. We want to get 2-for-1 at a certain time. Went way too early. So, you know, it's a couple things that, you know, we could have capitalized, and maybe going into halftime, have a little bit of momentum, we get it right back to him on the out shot.
Is the internal frustration building too? There were some guys arguing in timeout huddles.
You know, I didn't. I'm sure that'll happen, and sometimes that's good. You know, if these guys just if they don't care, then you know they're just going to go and sit down, and so they're fighting.
I feel like they're still fighting.